This is George.
Hello.
Can I help you?
Yeah, hey, George. It's Steve Wilson here. How are you doing?
I'm okay.
All right, perfect. So you remember we had a word regarding your refund?
Yes, sir.
All right. So I just had a word with the finance team, and they agreed to, like, refund the amount, $500.
Okay.
All right, so it's going to be refunded back to your account in the next 10 to 15 business days.
Why 10 or 15 business days? You guys take it within 1 hour when I give you my credit card.
Yes, George, I do understand. The thing is, we do charge the amount to a payment merchant, and it's just going to – the banking time that it's going to take at least 10 to 15 business days.
That's not acceptable, man. That's not acceptable. I don't understand. You take my money. You took $1,500 and change, I believe, after coercing me to pay that money for a service that I could see you for the whole amount. Okay?
But, George, I do understand.
I'm sorry. Let me tell you something. Okay? I make $475 an hour. Okay? That's what I make.
I'm sorry?
I make $475 an hour. I've spent at least 50 hours on the phone, emails, texts, through Bella, through Anna, through Jace, through Josh, through Kevin, and whoever else on your team. I've spent 50 to 100 hours wasting my time, and I have it documented every single minute. Do you know what that adds up to? Do you know what that
George,
adds up
it's
to?
It's not like we haven't done anything or we were not trying
you
to do anything.
We haven't done squat. I'm going to tell you something. I'm a very professional person. I've been in business. I'm 60 years old. Okay, I'm going to be 60 in October. Okay, I haven't sworn at you. I haven't raised my voice at you guys. I haven't done anything. Okay? Except I've chased my own tail for the last 4 months. Maybe 5 months. I've chased my own tail. Right, and all I get all is done for me is the buck is passed from one person to another person to another person to another person. Do you understand my frustration?
I do understand.
I don't think you guys do, and you know what's going to happen. As soon as I finish, you will get a lawsuit from my lawyer, and you will get the publicity because I've got over 3 million followers. And you know what's going to happen?
I do understand your concern, and as per your request, I had a word.
Just to let you know, I'm taping the call so you guys understand, okay, that when I publish a review, you know what's going to happen to your website.
I do understand, George.
I'm just letting you know that right now.
Sorry?
I'm just letting you know right now what's going to happen to your website as soon as I publish those reviews.
George, I do understand your concern. That's why I asked. I had a discussion with the finance team, and they agreed to return the amount. We are not saying we are not going
to
refund the amount.
Okay,
it's just the banking.
I want you to put that in writing and put it on that creative site.
Sure. That's not an issue.
And if I don't see the refund in 15 business days,
you will get the
lawsuit for $100,000. I'm just telling you right now. And you think I'm kidding? If you think I'm kidding,
no.
Just try. If you think I'm kidding, my friend, just try.
George, I'm giving you my word. I had a word with you. I told you I will get back to you by the end of the day or by tomorrow.
Well, the day to me,
I had a discussion.
7:15 Eastern Standard Time. I don't answer my phone after 5:30, my personal phone. So my day personally finished at 5:30 Eastern Standard Time.
I'm really sorry about the time. We are in the Pacific. We are working in the Pacific time zone.
I don't care where you are. You have to respect your customers, okay? It's 7:15.
Sorry, George. I'm really sorry about that.
Okay? So I'm going to let you know something. I expect an email in that creative garbage agency talent thing, whatever you call it, Okay, website. I expect it within the next 15 minutes, not 15 days.
All right.
I expect you to put it in writing, the whole amount and everything and when I can expect it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And like I
mm-hmm.
said, I'm telling you now, you can tape it, and I'm going to reply to you. I'm going to say 3.25 million user followers I have, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to show you what power of people do, because you know what? You should be ashamed of yourself. People wanted to download my book through Apple Books, through Google Books, and they couldn't do it because you guys made promises and you lied to me. Your company made promises and you lied to me. Okay?
No, George, that's not the case. The book has published on Ingram Sparks, but it has a cover issue.
Excuse me.
That's why it is in review.
Let me stop you for a second. InstaSpark had nothing to do with this. That wasn't even part of the agreement. Okay? That had nothing to do with this. So stop using that word. Okay? The agreement was Google. Okay? Google
mm-hmm.
Books, Apple Books, Amazon.com, Amazon.ca, Barnes & Noble, and Kobo.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? None
All
of
right.
it happened. I had to beg.
Right. Please tell me one thing. Do you know through Ingram Sparks, how many platforms can you publish the book?
I couldn't care less if it's 1.7 million platforms. It doesn't matter to me. You know what matters to me? What matters to me is I pay for A, I expect A, okay? I don't expect people to say, okay, instead of A, I'm going to give you A to Z. I don't need A to Z. I needed A. I needed A in November before Christmas because I had friends, family, and other associates that wanted to download this. Not on Insta, whatever you called it, okay, Spark, on Google Books, on Apple Books, on Kobo. Simple. It was very simple. Yeah, you guys couldn't
mm-hmm.
live up to the simplest little commitment in a contract. Okay, then you turned around and made all these other excuses. I'm going to put you on this fifth whatever platforms, blah, blah. And that didn't even come true. So you know what? It doesn't matter. So I'm going to stop before I get even further aggravated.
Your voice is breaking up.
I'm going to stop before I get further aggravated. I expect to see an email. I expect to see the credit. The refund.
All right, perfect, perfect. Let's just not go into an argument. As per your request,
you're going to see the argument when you see the post of the reviews everywhere on the websites. You'll see that if I don't see that credit, that refund on my credit card.
George, that's what I'm saying. I will be sending you an email that you will be getting the refund in the next 10 to 15 business days. And if you don't see the refund in your account, you can post the review. And
oh, you're
going to
get the reviews
you want.
Anyway. You're going to get the reviews anyway. You'll get the reviews for the 3.275 million people that follow me. You'll get it. Don't you worry. You'll get it. But you know
but
what?
You're
you
saying,
should be ashamed of yourself. Your company should be ashamed of yourselves for treating people that like this and treating people with the disregard of what they expect and not living up to your contractual commitments. Okay, that's all I'm going to say, my last words. Okay, thank you very much for your time. I'll look forward to your email.
George?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so if you say that you need the $500 refunded back into your account, we agreed on this, then why are you posting negative reviews?
You just what do you mean? What do you mean?
Like it,
you
like
you're
it
not refunding
make
me the
sense.
Whole amount of money. Are you refunding me $1,500?
No,
refunding
but we
me
have
1500?
Done something. It's not like we haven't done anything.
Are you refund? My friend, I got to tell you something. Do you know that you published a book that had the title error, the front page, the inside page, grammatical errors, spelling errors? Did you know that? Do you want me to go
I
through
do know that, but
the whole
all,
contextual
but all that
issue?
Can be all that can be
missing,
resolved.
Buddy, let me tell you something. You're missing the bigger picture here. You keep making excuses about your service, excuses about this. But you guys provided a shoddy service.
I'm not making any excuses here, George. I do understand. do know that there are mistakes. I'm accepting the mistakes, and I'm ready to correct the mistakes.
The mistakes are beyond correction unless you give me the $475 an hour for at least the 50 to 54 hours that I've worked on this project with your company. I can prove it to you, buddy. I've only asked for a refund, a minimal refund, okay? And all I'm getting is all 10 to 15 business days because we use merchants. I'm going to tell you something. Nobody takes 15 days to pay to do a refund. I've been in business for over 41 years.
George, it is because of the payment merchant. That's what I'm trying to tell you. We do charge the amount.
It has to do with excuses.
It.
You follow me? It has to do with excuse after excuse. So I'll just wait for the refund, and then you can see the reviews, okay?
I'm sending you an email, but you need to provide in writing that you won't be posting any negative reviews.
I'm not putting
and then the refund will be processed.
If you give me a refund of $1,500, I'll reply to you. If you put the refund
that's not possible. 100% refund is not possible because we have like published the book. We have done the formatting and everything. The book cover. Besides this,
shit.
Marketing has also been done.
Google, Amazon KDP would have published it for $395.
The editing has also been done.
$395
at
Amazon KDP. You know that.
No, either we can just
to
do the corrections. We can do the corrections on Amazon, review, like redo everything and republish the book on Amazon.
You're missing the point.
You're missing the point, buddy.
You're missing the point. The point is it costs $395 to self-publish on Amazon after they even do the editing. So you know what?
Your voice is breaking up.
Yeah, I'll expect an email. Thank you very much for your time. Have a great evening.